In this bulletin, Salman Rushdie treated in hospital as outrage grows over his stabbing. The Taliban beat women protesters marking 1 year since the fall of Kabul. And in sport, Manchester United now at the bottom of the Premier League table. With the latest SBS News, I'm Bima Kwan. The man suspected of stabbing author Salman Rushdie has been charged with attempted murder in the United States. 24-year-old Hadi Matar of New Jersey has entered a not guilty plea in a New York court. Mr. Rushdie is in hospital on a ventilator and may lose an eye. His book agent says he has nerve damage to his arm and damage to his liver following the attack. The 75-year-old author, whose novel The Satanic Verses led to death threats from Iran in the 1980s, was about to deliver a lecture when he was stabbed on stage. Bookstore owners in the community in western New York where Mr. Rushdie was attacked say they're still processing the shocking incident. The Indian-born novelist spent years in hiding after a death threat was issued in 1989 over his novel Satanic Verses, which was viewed by some Muslims as containing blasphemous passages and was banned in many countries with large Muslim populations. Owner of the Novel Destination bookstore, Carrie Wolfgang, says the attack will not stop her from selling Mr. Rushdie's banned books in her store.
That act of violence wasn't an accident. It was purposeful, willful, and horrifying to those of us who felt that we lived in a very safe community. We don't have to all agree. We can have differences of opinion, but we need to talk about them.
Taliban fighters have fired shots and used physical force to disperse about 40 women who were holding a peaceful protest in Kabul. Social media images show Taliban forces firing warning shots and beating protesters to break up the gathering. It's the first women's rally in months and marks 1 year since the Taliban captured Kabul. The protesters chanted their demands, calling for food, work and freedom. The Afghan Independent Journalists Association says three foreign journalists and one Afghan worker were briefly detained by the Taliban for covering the protest, while another two local journalists were slightly wounded. Afghans who escaped Kabul, leaving loved ones behind, say the separation is painful. Human rights activist Masuda Kohistani says she wants people to stand with Afghans who are living under the rule of the Taliban. The 41-year-old was able to get herself on a foreign military flight on the 21st of August last year and is now in Spain, but struggling to find a job due to the language barrier. Her mother and more than a dozen other family members did not make it on the evacuation flight and were left behind. Ms. Kohistani says she continues to advocate for Afghans trapped in Kabul, including her wheelchair-bound mother, who she keeps in touch with through video calls.
Before we start greeting, she stopped crying, because after a long time she saw me. I saw her eyes, how she was crying because of me. She missed me too much. Even she asked me that she needed medicine. But I told her I cannot order because I don't have anything in my hand.
And to sport, in rugby, the Wallabies are facing off against Argentina in the second round of this year's Rugby Championship. Australia got the better of Argentina last Saturday as the Wallabies came from 9 points down at half-time to secure a 15-point victory. Injury has taken a number of players off the Wallabies squad, including Falau Fainga, Dave Parecki, Michael Hooper and Quade Cooper. In football, Manchester United have fallen to the bottom of the English Premier League table for the first time since August 1992, after losing 4-0 at Brentford. It's the first season since the inaugural Premier League campaign in which a United team has lost their opening two fixtures. At the other end of the table sit rivals Manchester City, after the champions crushed promoted Bournemouth 4-0 to maintain their fast start. Arsenal joined them on 6 points in a 4-2 win over Leicester City. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.